Blackstone Audio presents No River Too Wide by Emily Richards. This book is read by Karen White. Chapter 1. In an Oscar-worthy performance, Harmony Stoddard put all the enthusiasm she could muster into her voice. "I just know you're going to love spending time with your grandma, Lottie." In reality, she wasn't sure that her 9-month-old daughter, happily exercising her chubby little legs in her bouncy chair, was going to love the upcoming visit one bit. But she continued the charade. "And your daddy will be there. You remember Davis, right? You've seen him twice. He even held you once." Of course, not with any enthusiasm. But Harmony's job was to ready Lottie to be carried off by strangers, and to make her baby girl think this was going to be a terrific afternoon. By her own critical standards, she was doing an admirable job, even if she was developing a roaring headache from the effort. She wasn't surprised at the good face she was able to put on upcoming events. After all, she had been raised by a mother able to turn a day rimmed with fear and foreboding into an adventure. So many afternoons she and Janine had baked cakes and cookies, or set the dinner table with their best china and carefully folded napkins, pretending they were a normal mother and daughter brightening their happy little home. In reality, of course, their preparations had only been a pantomime. Pretending all was normal had helped them get through the hours, until Rex Stoddard walked through the door to lavishly...